President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court is federal judge Brett Kavanaugh. Joining us to talk about that is Illinois State University professor of politics and government, Tom McClure. Thanks for coming up to the studio.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Judge Kavanaugh has a long history of legal writing on the D.C. Circuit. Some federal judges' scholarship does not shape later Supreme Court opinions. Some does. Has Judge Kavanaugh made a mark in that way?
Well, he's issued around 300 opinions. Of those opinions, around 40% are administrative law. And I think that what you can glean from that is that he is a very strong advocate of separation of powers and does not like delegation to administrative agencies unless it's express. So I think it's fair to say that he probably would be someone who would be inclined to deconstruct the administrative state. As far as other areas, I think he's got a rather balanced record. There's a few things that do point out that the conservatives would like. For instance, he's certainly a strong advocate of the Second Amendment. He certainly is a strong advocate of religious liberty. But in terms of some other matters, he's got a mixed record. So, for instance, in employment discrimination cases, there are cases that he is favorable to the employee, whereas in labor cases, he tends to be more employer-oriented.
So where is his record lacking? Where is his scholarship not really on offer? Because, as you noted, the D.C. Circuit is heavy on regulatory stuff and not some of the other issues that are present in society.
Well, the issues that I think are most important to a lot of people observing this nomination process have to do with abortion, same-sex marriage, Affordable Care Act. And I don't think that we can read a whole lot into Judge Kavanaugh's decisions to come up with where he stands on those. He had the opportunity to make a statement as to whether abortion is something that is guaranteed under the Constitution. And in that case, he went to great pains to make it clear that he was taking no position on that. He applied precedent. And one of his colleagues was very clear that she was opposed to a interpretation that abortion was guaranteed under the Constitution. There haven't been any cases concerning gay rights that he has decided, so we don't know where he stands on that. And on the Affordable Care Act, arguments were being made by both conservatives and liberals that he is not true to their position. So it's unclear where he stands on those.
Is he a potential Justice Kennedy in hiding, yet to be unveiled?
I don't expect that. What I do expect is, based on his background, based on his record, I think that he would tend to be more of a conservative moderate, not necessarily on the social issues, but he might be close to the center of the court with Justice Roberts. That's what I would predict, but again, it's hard to say until he's in office.
He has written and suggested that sitting presidents should not be subjected to the criminal code and advance the theory of the unitary executive. Is that record significant now? That came early in his career.
Well, actually, he wrote that in a law review article published in the Minnesota Law Review. And in that article, he recommended that Congress enacts a statute that would immunize the president from civil or criminal investigations. So it appears from that article that he's not taking a constitutional position, saying that the Constitution guarantees it. Instead, he asked the legislature to take that action.
Each justice has their own take on the Constitution that can show up in sometimes surprising ways. Justice Scalia, for instance, was big on individual rights in some criminal law areas. Are there signs Kavanaugh will stake out some non-orthodox territory like that?
Too early to tell.
The finalists for the Kennedy seat on the court came from a list compiled by the Federalist Society. By using the recommended list, conservatives are hoping to avoid the possibility of another Earl Warren, William Brennan, David Souter, Sandra Day O'Connor, and Justice Anthony Kennedy. They turned out to be more middle of the road or even liberal than the GOP had hoped. Is that the way of business going forward? Is that the vetting process, what we're going to see on both sides?
Well, for all of his faults, I think President Trump has certainly used a model that is worth emulating, which is this very transparent list of vetted jurists who could be the next Supreme Court justice. So I would hope that that's what would happen, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. I think that the key, though, if you take a look at the list, it's not the social issues that are driving it. Instead, it appears that the Heritage Society, Heritage Foundation, and the Federalist Society are looking for judges who are more interested in an originalist type of interpretation of the Constitution and the deconstruction of the administrative state.
What will that mean going forward for cases involving corporate law and cases involving government agencies and cases that involve individual freedoms?
Well, it could go both ways. I don't think that it's necessarily a politically ideological issue on individual rights. For instance, if you take a look this last term on an immigration case, Justice Gorsuch went with the four liberals to basically say that there was a provision that was vague and found the law to be unconstitutional under the Due Process Clause. So I think that there will be victories for the right and victories for the left, depending on the cases that come before it.
Tom McClure is a professor of politics and government at Illinois State University. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.